is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another episode of Talking the Strain, where we sit back and we talk about the latest episode that hits FX. We're going to be talking about season 3's episode, I think it's 2, called Bad White, that aired on FX on Sunday night. I can't do it by myself because I got a friend with me. His name is Jesus.
Wow, Mike. Wow.
Dude, it's because I got all this information here. I'm excited because I'm not going to lie to you. As soon as this episode ended, I said to myself out loud, this was a damn good episode.
It was a fantastic episode.
So, you know, and so this is Jesus, everyone, from Dysfunctional.com. He and I recap every week The Strain, of course, plus other shows as well, but we'll talk about this. Before Jesus, I get into it, though, I have to send shout-outs to some people. Every time I do a podcast with you or the girls or whatever, I always mention how I'm going to talk about actually shout-out to the people who actually listen. So I went to the little stats analytics thing here on our podcast for The Strain. And don't forget, people, you can go on iTunes and search Talking the Strain, and there we are, or audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, and we're right there. But the top countries for the past month, the USA, people in Germany are checking us out, Jesus, Canada, yep. United Kingdom, Brazil, Russia, Switzerland, Austria, Italy, New Zealand, Poland, and Serbia, right there.
Wow.
I never knew that. Serbia. Can you believe that?
That's nice. So nice diversity there.
Yes, it is. It is. So shout out to everybody that tunes in and listens to whenever you listen to. So here we are. Let's talk about the episode. I was getting tongue-tied earlier, and now I'm ready. Can we just pour out a little – if you and I had a 40, like if I lived in L.A. where you're at and I had a 40 and you had a 40 and we're sitting on the porch, I'd be like, hey, Seuss, let's pour a little out for the old lady in the beginning.
Yeah.
Dude, they're running tests on people. I guess they're trying – Palmer wants to get this white stuff.
Yeah, the stuff that the professor's been using apparently for a while now.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's just experimenting on people, which was – I was surprised they shot this little old lady in the head.
That was such a random shot too. Like I thought, oh, they're turning her so they could experiment on her. And then all of a sudden, yeah. Bam.
That's what I thought too. And the funny thing is like right when it starts, I'm like, oh, lab crap. This is going to be boring. And then I saw – okay, and then you see them experiment. I'm like, okay, we've seen this before. And then they go into the other room and I was like, oh. Oh, damn. So, yes, definitely liked the beginning of this new episode. Fett. Fett gets some booty.
Yeah.
He got some booty.
That was kind of surprising.
Yeah. And, dude, I had to do some research because I just tweeted out to her right now. Mm-hmm. But her name is America. I do not want to mispronounce her last name. And I think I just... I just tweeted it out. Okay, on her Twitter, she goes by, her name is America Olivio, or I don't know, but she's hot and she's cool. She's an actress, she's a singer, producer, advocate for children's causes, a spokesperson for the Baby Quest Foundation. She was in this episode. She's the one that gets a little frisky with Fett. But she was also Amanda in 2009's Friday the 13th.
Oh.
She was the one that was kind of with her boyfriend, kind of flashing him a little. Yeah, she's extremely hot. So she was in last episode, but we didn't get to see her or, like, see her talk. And I guess my question, I looked on the, you know, and I normally don't do this, but I looked on the IMDb by just because I needed to find out if this was her or not. And, it looks like she's not going to be in anything else. Do you think IMDb is lying to us, or do you think she is going to be a character that Fett starts to see?
I don't know if he will. I mean, it didn't seem like it was much of a big deal to him, even though he did say, like, oh, I'll see you later.
No. Fett did go around and give her a kiss on the mouth. You know, normally, you know, think about it. All the days that you did those one-night stands, you just put your shoes on, Jesus, and you just left the room. Remember? You just told me. You tell me all the time. You're like, I never kiss him on the mouth when I leave, Mike. I'm like, okay, I got it. So I don't know. I don't know. The IMDb says that was it. But it would be cool to see, because what I wanted to see is, as I wanted to see, because I automatically, in my mind, I was like, okay, Fett likes her. She kind of like touched her mouth like, wow, that was more than just a booty call. And then all of a sudden they start seeing each other, and then Dutch shows up. Bam. And then this girl here whoops Dutch's ass.
That was, yeah, that drama would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, it would have. But after seeing this episode, I don't know about you, but I have to say, and I'm not a fan of her because I just don't like her that much. Dutch, Dutch, like, stole the show.
She did. I mean, she became what F kind of was becoming last season.
Yes. And now he's an alcoholic. But, dude, Dutch was like, I mean,
badass,
dude.
Just badass.
She was, man. I didn't, you know, because I don't remember her. She's definitely grown through the time that's been happening, mm-hmm. the separation from the group.
Yeah.
But dude, she handled them vamps quick.
And, she did.
And I love the fact that she didn't walk out of the apartment complex like all Billy badass. Like, she literally broke down. Like, you can tell she's a badass, but it's a little overwhelming for her.
Yeah, I mean, she's getting used to it. I mean, I think they're all needed to get used to it, and she's just taking a little bit longer, you know?
Yeah. No, but she's. Do you think she's going to go back?
To the group?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, really? So you think this season is just going to be like her just doing her own thing?
Yeah, I think she's on her own now. I mean, this group turned her back. The last group turned her back on her. Apparently, her girlfriend turned her back on her, too.
I don't know, man. I think if she would have walked out all Billy badass, then I would totally agree with you. But I think that since she broke down, I think she's realizing, like, yeah. Because she can at least, and we both can agree, that Fett and the group looked out for each other.
Yeah.
At least last season. Because it seemed like this season, everybody's doing their own thing.
Yeah, everybody has their own agenda now.
I mean, F going to the professor and Fett and telling about Nora. I shit you not. As soon as I was watching and he told me, I said it out loud to myself. I was like, damn, I had no clue. No clue that Nora died.
But I don't know. The way he said it to them was kind of like so cold. I was like.
Yeah. You know what? He's just a douche, man. He's just a freaking douche. Even like when that part you're talking about, and even when the professor is talking about the lumen and he's like, you know, just give me time and I can figure it out and blah, 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 blah. And he's just being a smartass. And I don't know if he was just being his normal douchebag self, or is it because he was trying to act like he wasn't caring because he technically wants the Lumen to trade for Zach?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think he's trying to pretend like, oh, Lumen doesn't matter. It's just a book.
And then put the guard down.
Yeah.
See, I still think he's a douche. He's just a douche.
He is, and I don't like the fact that Quinlan is now on his side.
I know, but dude, speaking of Quinlan, dude, in the beginning when F shows up and Quinlan puts him in the kung fu death grip, mm-hmm. I was like, rip out his throat, rip out his throat.
I was too. I really was hoping that was going to be the end of F.
But no, and then Quinlan goes to the bar and calls him out. Like, Quinlan's like, look, I've been around since Jesus Christ. I know.
Yeah.
I can read people. And in the end, shit.
So I have a question for you. What do you think Quinlan has against the Master?
Because
he's half Strigoi and half human. So could the Master actually be his father?
You know what? I mean, that could be. I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was definitely like the love. And I don't know if he killed his mom.
Yeah.
And somehow he got, you know, he was born and he was half and half. But no, that's a good, see, I was thinking more love and wife or whatever, or mom or whatever. But you bringing that up, that's another good one. Yeah. I mean, what if the Master is his father and, ooh, man, I don't know. But there's definitely a dark secret there.
Yeah, because there has to be something that's driving him to want to kill this guy.
Now it's obvious that we see them make this deal with each other. They're probably going to somehow steal the book and lure him, or say they're going to trade, and then Quinlan's going to be somewhere in the shadows, and then the Master's going to come, which you know he's not going to come by himself.
No.
And then Quinlan's going to try to kill, and it's just, I just have a feeling it's just going to go all wrong. Because you know what? If it was Quinlan by himself, I would be like, Quinlan's going to whoop his ass. Or even Quinlan with Gus, who we don't see in this episode, which I'm a little worried. But he's teaming up with F. So F's an alcoholic. You can't trust this dude. And he's a douche.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think this is good. But you know what? If they try to take the book, you know Fett is going to take the professor's side.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah. And I think Quinlan trying to do his little Jedi mind tricks on F was pretty awesome.
Oh, yes.
It just, like, I can't grasp where Quinlan's going with all this. Like, is he really going to trust F? Is he going to just use F?
No, he's definitely going to use F. He's gotta. Quinlan's smart. Quinlan,
he is.
Quinlan called this shit in the very beginning, you know, and then F was trying to be all, I was like, Quinlan, slap him, do something, slap him. Can't stand F. He's a douchebag. And let's talk about another little douchebag, Zach. Zach is kind of smart in this episode.
Well, he's smart for trying to escape.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He got a little smart, put the tape on there. I wouldn't have even thought about that. When I saw him, I was like, this little shit right here. He did well. Saw his mom feeding on another kid, which is not good.
Why is she feeding on a kid, though?
Dude, she, like, feeds on anybody.
She could have been feeding on another adult. Why does it have to be a kid?
That's the show. Like, you mess with mama, mama will turn. You know, the whole time I'm watching, even like last episode and even this episode, it was just freaky. Like, and I know it's not like a perverted kind of thing, like the mom has something for Zach, but every time I would see his mom and Zach look at each other, it was like, I don't know, it was just weird. Because I guess it's just because Kelly, the mom, every time he looks at it, it's just meat. It's just food.
Yeah.
It's just weird. And he just kind of like eats, he's just like eating a little potato chip, looking at her. And I'm just like, dude, what are you doing? I don't know. It was just weird.
Yeah, because she seems to want him, like you said, like a piece of meat.
Yeah.
And he seems to look at her like, oh, I know you're looking at me like I'm food.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. And maybe Zach has a plan. I don't know. Maybe it was that whole escaping thing or getting her guard down by,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just, it was weird, but weird in a cool way, because I was hoping that Kelly would be like, I'm gonna drink you, but no.
Yeah.
The master shows up and then puts his little white juices down Zach's throat, so it's obvious that he healed Zach, right? We're not that lucky that Zach is now going to turn, right?
No, he's not going to turn yet.
So the white stuff, which is what Palmer wants.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, he probably healed him from his asthma and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And do
you think that was, in a sense, to gain the trust of Zach?
I think so, because if you saw Zach's face, he looked like he was about to crap his pants. And then when the master helped him, it's almost like he felt better.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, and then he kind of like looked at him like almost like a relief, like, okay, this guy's cool. He just saved me. He didn't kill me.
Yeah,
you know. I don't know. I think Zach is too stupid to realize. Just like his mom was coming to visit him, and he was with his dad in last season, and Nora, and he was just a little shit to everybody. I think he's just. I think he's gonna fall for it. You know, and he has no clue that they want to kill.
Yeah,
he's
definitely gonna fall.
I don't think they want. I don't think he wants his dad killed.
But I don't think he likes dad.
Not enough to kill him, though. I mean, you know what? Hold on. You know what? Hold on. I agree with you. I see what you're going with this. I agree with you. Zach is the type of kid that would be like, it's summer vacation with the master all the time. Yeah, take my dad away. He is a little
right?
shit. Yeah. He is his father's son.
Yeah.
There is a little douche.
He's brainless, I think.
There's a little douchebaggery inside him, too.
Yep.
Just wipe out that whole family. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. What else? It's obvious at the very end, well, kind of at the end, when Palmer tries to make a deal with Abraham, and Abraham's like, kiss my ass, bitch. And then Abraham and Fett are in the car, and it looks like they're going to come up with a master plan.
Yep.
Do you know what that plan is? Do you have an idea? Because I don't.
I have no idea, but we find out what Fett is up to.
Yeah.
He's been the driving character this season so far in these two episodes.
Who do you think, Fett?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me think. I would probably agree with you. I think I would agree with you. Yeah, 100%. Because you know he's the one that's an almost driving force. And I would even throw in the pot with you the glue of the group. You know, because he's trying to do stuff for the city, and then he is like the glue of Abraham and getting, you know, in the F and the governor or mayor or whatever the hell she is. I mean, he's really trying to.
Senator.
Yeah, whatever her name, whatever she does. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's cool the fact that he's getting sick and tired of everything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everybody's quitting on him and New York is no longer a priority. And he's just fed up. So I can't wait to see what he's going to do to, like, take over.
Yeah, I don't think when you say fed up to me, I don't think he's going to – I don't think he's going to – I think it's going to drive him more to be like, you know what? Nobody else wants to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to look out for my city. He's hardcore. He's hardcore.
Yeah.
He's hardcore New York.
So are we going to see him, you know, step up and be out in the streets with, you know, a sword and a gun taking out as many people as possible?
I think – I don't know. I don't know. I think he's quite capable of doing that, but I also think that he's also smart enough to use the tunnels and to use, you know, dynamite and to you know, because he saw what happened to the SEALs with that whole vibration thing.
Yeah.
So he knows that he can't get that close without being, you know, mind boggled or brain scattered or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. And it was cool the way he was trying to explain it and nobody got him.
Oh, I know. It's because everybody's a douchebag.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely proves how much smarter he is than everybody.
Well, you know what? It's and I think the cool thing about Fett is that he hunted rats, and rats are smart little creatures. And I think he looks at these vamps as – that's what he said. We're, you know, the whole deal was we're supposed to find the main king rat.
Yeah.
And we found it. So I think he knows that he's got to be 10 steps ahead because he doesn't – how do I call it? He doesn't take his enemy for granted, you know?
Yeah.
Like he knows that they're smart, they're fast, they're evolving. He gets it. Everybody.
And do you think the government stepping back has to do with the fact that they know where he is and they think they could contain it there? Or is it a bigger plan?
I don't know. You know, you can't trust politicians. I don't know. I don't know. What, I don't know. I don't know. I just know that Fett's going to – he's looking out for a city. He's probably the only one that's not being selfish.
Yeah.
Not saying that Abraham is, but he's becoming selfish with that book and he's got blinders on and
he's obsessed.
Yeah, he is. And that's a great word right there. Obsessed. And I think that's what his, I think that's his downfall.
Yeah.
That's his Achilles tendon. That's his weakness. Because really I think he's putting all his eggs in that basket of that lumen. You mm-hmm. You take that lumen away. What else does he have? He's screwed. You know,
yeah.
So I don't know. I'm excited for I definitely like this episode more than the first one. This one felt more of a premiere. I always like to do that for the first 2-3 episodes. Did you like this one better than the first episode?
It was definitely a lot more action packed and concise.
Right.
Yeah, like it got to the point almost right away.
Oh, no, no. It's straight. It started.
Yeah.
You thought it was just like, oh, just the lab and then bam. And then you knew all, yeah, it definitely tricked me because I really thought it was going to be a boring episode. Not a boring, but just like a, you know, just a plain episode.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be another filler episode till we got to something bigger.
Yeah, because I didn't think they were going to give us vamps that kind of a vamp attack. So I was like,
yeah.
But no, I was excited. This episode was great. And Dutch is the MVP.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see where she's going to end up.
She's going to end up with a group, dude. Watch.
Is she going to end up back in Fett's bed, though?
Yes. Yes. Fett is the man.
Uh-huh.
All right. On that note, I think we're done, right?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Coolio. So, people, thanks for tuning in. Thank you to all the countries that have been tuning in. Don't forget, people, we are available on iTunes. If you go to iTunes and search Talking the Strain, you can find me and Jesus there. Or if you don't have iTunes, you can always go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Our blogs have everything. Mine is iWatchMike.com. Jesus is dysfunctional.com, so make sure you check that as well. Also, shout out to the Strain Addicts. If you are on Twitter, make sure you get on there. Well, actually, if you're on Twitter and you're a fan of the Strain, make sure you check out the Strain Addicts. They're the unofficial fan group for the Strain. They have a Facebook page also, and I'm scrolling down their little feed here, and it looks like they posted something 2 hours ago. It said, hey, fam, Saturday is hashtag Strain Addicts Trivia, all eps. Join us only on Facebook, 7 p.m. Eastern. So if you go there, and if you like the Strain, you can go on there and get on that trivia with them. Let's see what else. I think that might be it. Jesus, might as well give out your stuff, how they can find you online.
Social media would be at Dysfunctional Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA Facebook, Dysfunctional on the Good Shows app and Snapchat.
Sweet. And me, you can check me out, Mike the Movie Guy, on Twitter and Instagram. I Watch Mike on Facebook. And, of course, iwatchmike.com is my blog. Me and Jesus are on Good Shows. You can find me at Mike the Movie Guy on Good Shows. If you're a fan of TV and movies, get on there and check out our stuff. And I think that is it. Shout-outs to the VRO.com, according to Kristen.com. I think you and I are about to jump on and do a recap show for the Fear of the Walking Dead.
Yep.
So you can find that stuff there online as well and on our blogs. And I think we're done. I think we're good. All right?
Yep.
So everybody else, we'll be back next week. Don't forget Sunday nights, The Strain on FX. And we'll be back with another recap show very, very soon.
Battle has begun. An evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.